Welcome to Catholic Answers Live, the program where you participate with your questions about apologetics and evangelization, including the most important theological, spiritual, moral, and social issues facing the world today. Call now with your question for today's guest, toll-free 1-888-31-TRUTH. That's 888-318-7884. Now, from San Diego, Catholic Answers Live.
Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live Open Forum. It's Tuesday. That means Open Forum. Open Forum means if you have a question about what Catholics believe or what Catholics do or how Catholics explain what they believe and do, all of those questions are welcome. 888-318-7884. The number, 888-318-7884. If you are not a Catholic and you've got maybe a curiosity about the Catholic faith, or maybe you find something that you would like to challenge about the Catholic faith, give us a call. You're welcome as well. Catholics, non-Catholics, everybody's welcome on Open Forum Days, 888-318-7884. I am your host, Cy Kellett. Our guest this hour is Tim Staples, Director of Apologetics and Evangelization here at Catholic Answers, the author of a whole bunch of stuff, including Behold Your Mother, a Biblical and Historical Defense of the Marian Doctrines. Hello, Tim Staples.
Cy Kellett, my friend and compadre. How the heck are you?
I'm very well. Very well. I'm feeling better because of the little conversation we had before the show where I found out that I might possibly be right about something. That doesn't happen that often.
So. Hey, by the way, man, I just came back from Wichita, Kansas.
Oh, that's right.
I spoke with about 5,000 of my closest friends.
Yeah.
It was amazing. Absolutely
How
amazing.
Wonderful.
I mean, God is so good, man. The church is alive, folks.
Yeah, amen.
And I'm excited to be back here and talking with you.
We're glad to have you back. I want to go to that thing next year. Have I mentioned that? I want to do the radio show from there.
We're going to work on that.
Okay, good. All right, yes. Very, very good. Now, Tim, in addition to it being open forum today,
yes,
it is also our quadriannual, or is that right?
I think so.
Four times a year.
Now that I understand.
Opportunity, thank you, to come to our listeners and ask them for our support. The toughest one, the hardest time to come to listeners and ask for support is the summertime. We're all doing other things and occupied with other things in the summertime, so we understand that. But we do need your support to continue to produce this radio program. And the number, if you would like to support us, is 888-291-8000. That's different than the studio line. If you have a question for Tim, the number for supporters, 888-291-8000. You can also go online, and they really made it super – I don't know if you've seen. It's a whole new website for making a donation, and it's very clear and very quick that you can do it. And you just go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Fantastic.
CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And Tim, a little news for you. I don't think you know this. We have a $5,000 match this hour.
I did not know that. That is exciting. And that means folks need to get on the phones right now at 888-291-8000 because we can't let that $5,000 go to waste here, folks. 888-291-8000. Let's do that again. 888-291-8000, or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You know what we've got to do right now?
What's that?
We got to get folks to pick up the phones right now because every drive, people, please hear me. It takes forever to get people. It's almost like the evil one is keeping people away from the phones. So we need to pick up the phones right now. Folks, this is the most important time for us at Catholic Answers Live. I mean, this determines what we're going to be able to do and what we can't do, because either we have the funds or we don't in the coming months and really years, but especially in the coming months, folks. Please get on the phone right now. If you've been blessed, if you like what you hear, I wish I could communicate to you the numbers of changed lives that we hear about on a daily basis here at Catholic Answers. I will tell you, my friends, lives are being changed on a daily basis.
Amen. Amen.
And that alone makes it worthy, I believe, for all of us to open up our pocketbooks and wallets and to give generously. But please, give us a call now at 888-291-8000 and take advantage of this opportunity we have. A match, $5,000. So every dollar you give right now is going to be doubled.
A dollar-for-dollar match up to $5,000. That means we have a donor who said, here's $5,000, but you get the dollars as you raise the dollars. And if we can make $5,000 this hour, we will get the match as well. 888-291-8000 is that number, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's safe, it's secure, and it's pretty quick over there at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We just, so you know how it works, we produce content. That's what we do here at Catholic Answers. We don't own radio stations or TV stations and all that, and we rely on Catholic radio stations and EWTN and EWTN on Sirius and all that to get this show out. But we have costs to produce it. So in addition to supporting your local radio station and supporting EWTN, if you would support us, it makes it possible for us to create this content and also create lots of content for the internet and for all the new modes of communication that are popping on the scene all the time. And the way you do that, you just give a call right now, 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. Every day we're hearing the stories of people coming back to the Catholic faith or discovering the Catholic faith, young people who had abandoned their faith at a young age, realizing, wait, it's not as unreasonable as they told me in college or something like that, when they get to hear what we talk about here on Catholic Answers. CatholicAnswersRadio.com or 888-291-8000, $5,000 match right now. Tim, lots of calls on the question line. Are you ready to take some questions?
Let's do it.
Jim in Ventura, California, listening on Catholic.com. I have to tell you, Jim, I kind of thought this question would be coming. Your question for Tim.
Surprise. Hey, Jim.
Well, I'm a big fan, Tim. Yes. But, the death penalty question that we're all facing here. I believe you said a while ago that we could, in good conscience, if we thought it through and thought it was best and all of that, could hold to it. And the Pope didn't really have the authority because the Church had held to it for 2,000 years. And it actually had told heretics they had to repent and accept it to come back into the Church historically.
Correct.
I was wondering sort of how we're to accept this or understand it.
Yeah. Well, I think, first of all, Jim, what we have to make clear is that the Pope is not teaching, and a lot of folks are unfortunately saying this out in the blogosphere, the Pope is not teaching now that the death penalty is intrinsically evil. That he is not saying. In fact, he makes clear, I think, in the revision itself, but especially in the clarification that he approved, that Cardinal Ladaria wrote, he makes very clear that the death penalty was used and was a legitimate means to safeguard the common good. Now, if it were an intrinsic evil, it could not be a legitimate means to anything. So that's not what the Pope is saying. What the Pope is talking about here is really taking, and by the way, a lot of folks saw this coming, because Pope St. John Paul the Great, when he amended the catechism, I mean, he came pretty close to saying the same thing that Pope Francis said. It's cases where the death penalty could be employed are extremely rare, if not practically non-existent. And later in his pontificate, in talks and such, he said, we need to abolish it. We need to work worldwide to abolish it. So Pope Francis has just taken that next step. Now, this is a prudential judgment, Jim. And so while I would hold that a pope can't come out and say that the death penalty now is intrinsically evil, so Moses was wrong and God was wrong in the Old Testament, the Church has been wrong for 2,000 years, you mentioned Pope Innocent III was wrong when he made the Waldensians as part of it was necessary for them to be established in communion with Jesus and his Church to acknowledge the state has the right to execute malefactors. So, the Church doesn't have the authority to say all of that. However, the Church can, and that's the important thing here is when, Jim, the Pope changes the catechism here, this is a prudential judgment. Now, it's rooted in points of legitimate doctrinal development, but the decision itself is a matter of prudential judgment, given the times and conditions in which we live. Therefore, I'll use one little analogy, and I know we got to move on, Jim. I mean, if somebody breaks in your house, somebody breaks in my house, they want to attack my family. Guess what? I can protect my family up to and including delivering the lethal blow. But let's say I take the guy down, right, knock him out, and he's on the ground, I tie him up, I subdue him, and he can't move, and he wakes up, and I put a bullet in his head.
That would not be right, Tim.
Yes. That's the difference between taking a guy down. Now, if in the battle I take his life, that would be legitimate. But the church is saying, here, we have a situation today where we can tie the guy up and bind him and keep him from being able to do, we can safeguard the common good in that way. And so as a matter of prudential judgment, this ought to be chosen because of the situation in which we live, so that just that it would be a violation of the dignity of that person to shoot him in the head after he's down on the ground. The church is saying, given the development of our understanding of the dignity of human person and the fact that we can put folks away, that it is now, the church is saying, inadmissible as a matter of prudential judgment. Last thing I would say is Catholics, I think the 2004 declaration of Cardinal Ratzinger, where he said if someone cannot agree with the Holy Father on this point, he can still admit himself to communion, still applies, because this is a matter of prudential judgment. If someone, we should try to form our consciences in accordance with the teachings of the Magisterium. And by the way, I happen to agree with Pope Francis and Pope St. John Paul II on this. You're talking to a guy who used to say, kill them all, let God sort them out, as a fire-breathing Pentecostal. But this is not saying now that Genesis 9:6 is wrong. He that sheds blood, his blood must be shed. This is not what the church is saying. The church is upholding and always will the state's legitimate right to use the death penalty. The church acknowledges that. However, the church is saying, given our present state and of times and conditions, as well as our legitimate development with our understanding of the human person, it ought not to be used today. Just because you can do something doesn't mean you ought to all the time.
We'll say thank you so much for that call, Jim. We remain open to those questions. We know this is one that a lot of folks are struggling with. I have to say, though, Tim, do you think there's any calculation in this that the modern nation state with its various implements is much more powerful in many ways than ancient countries or nations and all.
It's not even close.
And that you might not want to give the modern nation state the same power that you gave to a local tribe.
Oh my goodness. I'm thinking of the same thing. Those clamoring for the death penalty.
Yeah.
As Catholics, are you kidding me? You may be the one being executed in a very short order. Just the wrong guy gets elected. I mean, we were close in the last administration. Now that's a little hyperbole, but folks, you're absolutely right. I mean, we have to be very, very careful. I say the same thing about health care. All the clamoring. Right. I mean, when the bishops were clamoring for universal health care, I'm saying, be careful what you're clamoring for.
Right.
Because, and guess what happens? Once they get the power, then they start dictating, you're going to do abortions, you're going to pay for abortions, you're going to
pay for contraception, nuns, all that.
I believe this is a time where we need to heed our Lord's words. We need to be wise as serpents as well as harmless as doves, folks. And we also need to calm down and stop throwing heresy bombs around and really look at what is being said here and unify as Catholics. We've got the gospel to preach, folks, and that's what we're about here at Catholic Answers. Yes, we're going to defend the ordinary teachings of the Magisterium. You better believe it. If you're tuning into Catholic Answers, that's what we're going to do. We're going to defend the teachings of the church. But my friends, what else? Another thing we do, and the first and most important thing we do, is proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. People are in desperate need of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Their lives are in turmoil. We have a culture that's falling apart. And folks, we need you to get on board with us right now so that we can do just that. Please give us a call at 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We have a $5,000 match right now in this first hour. That means if you call right now, your donation is going to be doubled, folks. We proclaim the gospel here with clarity, and we are in union with the Magisterium of the Church. Folks, if you think you can get behind that, Give us a call, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
And we'd like to send you a couple things if you can support us at that. We'd really like to – maybe you can do $20 a month, because monthly donations are very, very helpful to us, monthly pledges. It helps us with planning purposes. It helps us with kind of stabilizing and keeping on an even keel that budget throughout the year. And so they'll take a monthly pledge of $20, $50, $100, you know, depending on what you can do. But say you could make a pledge of $20. You just call 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, and the monthly pledge option will be there for you. And if you can do that, as a matter of fact, you don't even have to pledge $20. If you can do $18 a month, we can send you a free copy of The Case Against Contraception, Trent Horn's brand new DVD, kind of in celebration of and in support of Humanae Vitae, the great encyclical of Pope Paul VI, and John O'Neill's book, The Fisherman's Tomb, The True Story of the Vatican's Secret Search for the Tomb of St. Peter. It's a big bestseller. John O'Neill is a New York Times bestselling author, and it's got like a page turner about how they came to find the bones of St. Peter. We'd like to send you both of those. Just give a call to 888-291-8000. Make a monthly pledge of $18 or more. That monthly pledge means so much to us, and we're happy to send you those two kind of premiums there if you can do it at that level. Again, 888-291-8000. If you need more motivation, I'll tell you right now, we have a $5,000 match. A very generous donor has given us $5,000 on the condition that we raise $5,000 this hour. I'm going to be frank with you. I think we can do it. We start slow sometimes in these on these pledge drive weeks, but $5,000 in the first hour of the pledge drive, some of you, I mean, we have wonderful, wonderful listeners who come through for us. I believe you're going to this hour, but let's not miss out on any of that match. 888-291-8000 is the number, 888-291-8000. We're going to keep doing our job here, which is answering questions. That's why they call it Catholic Answers Live, by the way. And we're not going to use up the whole hour on fundraising, but we will continue to say that number so that you can dial that phone. Or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Very simple, very safe and secure, and make your pledge online there. 888-291-8000. Back to the phones. Devante in Odessa, Texas, okay. Listening on the Catholic Answers app, an app developed using the donations that others have given earlier. Thanks for downloading that app, Devante, on your phone. Your question for Tim. Devante.
Devante, are you there?
Wait, hang on, Devante. Don't say anything. I think I might have pushed the wrong button. That happens about once a week. Do I have you, Devante?
Devante. Yes, sir. All okay. Right. Yep. Welcome. Sorry. What's on your mind, Devante?
Okay. So I decided I was going to make it a priority for me to read through the whole Bible chronologically, well, from book to book at least. And so in Genesis 2, I guess it's something I've just skimmed over and never noticed, is that in Genesis 2:9, it says that God made every tree that sprang up to be pleasing to the eye and good for food. And then in Genesis 3:6, it says that whenever Eve saw the tree of knowledge of good and evil, mm-hmm. that she thought it was pleasing to the eye and good for food, which would seem like that's what God wanted.
Mm-hmm.
But God also forbid them to eat from that tree.
Yes.
And I used to think it was specifically because the tree was inherently bad.
Right.
But taking Genesis 2:9 into account, that yes. wouldn't seem to be right, because he specifically, after saying that the That's trees right. were pleasing to the eye and good for food,
yes.
list one of the trees that he says that they shouldn't eat. So, I mean, I know it has to do with the deeper root of their desires. They desired that more than they desired God.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't, if the tree sure. isn't inherently bad, yes. why forbid them from eating it?
Right. That's a great, great question. And this really gives us insight, doesn't it, into the nature of evil itself. Think about premarital sex, my friend. It's, you know, people are not attracted to do this, which is objectively and inherently evil, because it's hideous and some, you know, somehow it just has slime coming out of it and is evil and repulsive. No, it's because it's good. Sex is good and holy, but it has a purpose in God's plan. And so if we choose that which is a good in and of itself outside of God's plan, that's when evil is introduced. See, so, you know, we have to remember, it's very powerful there in Genesis 2:9 when it says, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil is itself good. But we have to obey God because God has established via his eternal law, which is God himself, and we, via the natural law, which is nothing more than our rational participation in the eternal law of God, we are able to discern the not only the goodness of the sexual act, but we're also able to discern and know its proper use. That the conjugal act, for example, has the purpose of the union of one man, one woman, and procreation. So if we use this, which is good and holy and just, thwarting either one of those ends, that's what becomes disordered, right? And this is why, by the way, in Genesis 3, you'll see that not only, you know, did they wrongly and in an evil way participate in the knowledge of the, you know, by taking the fruit from the knowledge of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, but then God also puts an angel there, right, at the entrance so that they cannot come back into the garden. Why? Lest they partake of the tree of life. You know, Pope Benedict, I think it was in one of the Jesus of Nazareth books, as I recall, he taught, or it might be in his In the Beginning. Those books are running together right now in my brain side. But the bottom line is our good Pope Benedict XVI makes the point that even though that tree, of course, is good, it represents basically eternal life. God doesn't want them to partake of that tree, which in and of itself is good. Why? Because he doesn't want them to remain in a state of sin. That's the point. God doesn't want us to remain where we're. He has something so much better for us that, you know, he establishes rules and says, no, look, you don't want to stay in that state for all eternity. So I am not going to let you do that because I love you too much. So remember, we have to make the distinction between the essences of things and their proper use, whether it's eating the tree of the knowledge of good and evil or the tree of life, the conjugal act, anything you want to talk about in its essence is, and at its core is good, but its misuse always becomes evil. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir, it does.
All right.
Thank you, Devante. Thanks very, very much. Again, our number, if you want to talk with Tim, is 888-318-7884. And I see lines opening up in front of us on for the pledge drive. We have a $5,000 match this hour. So let me just give out that number a couple more times, ask some of you to get on the line because we've got virtually everybody on the staff ready to take your calls here today. 888-291-8000. Let's keep those lines full. 888-291-8000. No amount is too large. That's safe to say, wouldn't you say?
Amen, brother.
And certainly no amount is too small. They all add up and make a difference. 888-291-8000.
And you know what, folks? We really do need you. I see there's a lot of open lines right now. We need you to get on the phones right now. We have this match, as Cy mentioned, of $5,000, and we can't let that fall by the wayside. But we really need your help right now. We are in the midst of our summer slump.
Yep.
And believe me, Cy, we do everything we can to keep it from being a summer slump. But this is that time of year. Folks go on vacation and such, and they tend to forget about things like Catholic Answers Live.
Yeah, right. It's not at the top of the list.
That so believe me, we're kind of behind the eight ball right now in that, number one, we have an attrition rate. We lose a certain number of people for various reasons. Good people, they move out of range of our station. We lost a whole bunch of stations about,
I don't like to remember
ago.
It, Tim.
I don't either, but that was very painful. We've lost stations. People move away, and so they don't give anymore. They don't hear us anymore, right. So they don't give. We have people die. We have all sorts of reasons why we have an attrition rate, and so we're starting kind of behind the eight ball right now. But then, secondly, folks, we're battling against the summer slump. So those of you that can, please get out the wallet. Make that call right now. We really need you to come through for us right now at 888-291-8000. 1,000. If you've been thinking about for months, maybe the last drive you knew, man, I should call it. No, now's the time, because we are in the midst of our summer slump. We need your help more now than we did 3 months ago. 888-291-8000. Please pick up that phone right now, or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
We go now to Aldi in Ontario, Canada, listening on CatholicAnswersLive.com. Aldi, thanks for listening on CatholicAnswersLive.com. Your question for Tim.
All right, thanks, Cy. Hi, Tim. Hi, Cy.
Hi,
howdy. First of all, I just want to thank you for all the work that you all do there at Catholic Answers for our Lord and for the truth.
Well, thanks.
My wife and I really enjoy listening to Catholic Answers, and it inspires us to grow in our Catholic faith. Now, my question is about indulgences and the teaching of indulgences. I know it was my wife and I, we were both raised post-Vatican II, and don't recall hearing a lot about indulgences.
Yes. Your question is, you know, what is an indulgence, or what is your question?
What were they, or?
Yes, well, they still are. It's a legitimate practice. It's actually a dogma of our faith, but I'm going to have to answer that after the break.
I guess with all the fundraising, I forgot completely about the clock, so I apologize for that, Aldi. I hope you can hang on through the break. We'll get to it when we come back. It's open forum today on Catholic Answers Live, 2 hours with Tim Staples and your questions. More of that after this on Catholic Answers Live.
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we don't have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by four stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a two-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the Internet, Sirius XM Radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible. You do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Hi, this is Dr. David Andrews. Do you have questions about the Catholic faith? Get the answers on Call to Communion tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio. Now, back to Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kellett, your host, and we're multitasking today. We're making sure we answer as many questions as we can because it's open forum. Tim Staples is our guest, and if you've got a question about the Catholic faith, we would love to do our very best to address it. But when I say we're multitasking, we're also asking for your support. We are in, as Tim was saying before, our summer slump months, and we come to you four times a year, just 3 days of fundraising, and each that constitutes 6 hours. And of those 6 hours, we use, well, less than half of it. I can tell you, I'm not exactly sure how much to ask you to support us. So as you can see, it's only a very, it can be measured in minutes the number of opportunities we take to ask you for your help each quarter, and we are in the midst of that now. If you can support us, we have a $5,000 dollar-for-dollar match. Every dollar you give, up to $5,000, matched dollar-for-dollar this hour. That number is 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. You'll get one of the staff members here on the line. They'll work you through it as quickly as they can. If you want to talk with them and share with them about your experience of Catholic Answers or anything else you want to share, that's fine too. But if you're in, if you want to do it quickly and get back to the beach or the river or the whatever you're at, wherever you're at, you've been, we'll do that as quickly as we can. 888-291-8000, or go safe and secure online with the brand new quick donation website at CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
You know, I just this past weekend met a fellow I hadn't seen in years. His name is Bruce Killian, and I met this fellow years ago. He was just out of 8 years of Protestant seminary. I think he was, you know, just starting out as a Protestant minister. 8 years of seminary, right? And we went at it for a long, long time, you know. And he ended up becoming Catholic. And here, all these years later, I meet him, and he's on fire. He's written a book. He gave me a copy of it, and I'm reading it now. But, I mean, Cy, this is the kind of stuff that is so priceless. This I was going to say young man, but he's as old as I am. We're both gray-headed now. This is what we see day in and day out at Catholic Answers. And I guarantee you, we would not have these open lines right now, because I see too many open lines right now, if folks really could see just the testimonies that come in on a daily basis here at Catholic Answers. Lives changed. People who were atheists, who were lost, who were, you know, homosexuals living the lifestyle.
Yes.
And their lives transformed. They meet Jesus. They come into the fullness of the truth and experience Jesus in the Catholic Church that Jesus instituted, you know, for the salvation of the world. I mean, this is what we see, folks. But what we have to communicate every quarter to folks is we simply don't do this if people don't pick up the phones and call. We are 65% of our budget, that is Catholic Answers wide, comes from donations, probably a little bit higher than that, in fact. I mean, and with Catholic Answers Live, folks, this is it. I mean, this drive is such a huge part of our budget, folks. We just can't do it without you. So please, we love you, everyone. Thank you, that those of you that have called. But those of you that haven't, you're thinking about it, I need you to get on that phone right now at 888-291-8000. Let's fill up those phone lines. We've got too many open right now. We have a $5,000 match in this first hour, and we've only got about 20-plus minutes left in this first hour. We've got to meet that $5,000 match. Give us a call now at 888-291-8000. Or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. I think we have some premiums here, don't we?
We do indeed. If you can give, if you can pledge at the $18 a month level or give a one-time gift of $200. And the $18 a month pledge, it's very easy to do. You just call or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and you put it in monthly instead of one time. And so then it comes out, it comes to us each month at $18. And when there are a good number of those, it really helps stabilize our budget and make things easier for us around here. And if you're able to do that at the $200 one time or the $18 monthly, we're going to send you The Case Against Contraception, the new DVD from Trent Horn. This one you want to share with your children, with your family, with friends, because it still remains kind of a well-kept secret, the beauty of the Church's teaching on the human body, on marital love, and on God's plan for marriage. We want to send you that, but we'll also send you, John O'Neill is a best-selling author, New York Times number one best-selling author, and he's got a brand new book. It's called The Fisherman's Tomb, The True Story of the Vatican's Secret Search. And what were they searching for? They were searching for the bones of St. Peter. And it's exciting because do you remember a few years ago when Pope Francis came out with the bones of St. Peter in a box and shared them with – and a lot of people were like, wait, what? They have those?
Yes.
And this is the story of how that happened.
It's beautiful, man.
And you're going to – it's a page-turner. It's like a detective story about finding – the tomb of St. Peter, the fisherman's tomb. We can send you those two at the $18 a month or $200 one-time pledge.
You know, and that's an example where an ancient tradition was proven true.
Yeah,
we always knew
that
that's why the church was built there, But then to find it, wow.
Yeah. I know. I know. It's right under the altar of St. Peter's, too, just where they thought it was going to be.
Exactly.
But if you can make a pledge of $500 or more, and some folks can, and I sometimes I feel a little abashed about asking for that much money, $500, $1,000, in some cases $2,000, $3,000, $5,000.
Yes.
But some folks can do it, and I feel very confident in saying, we're not wasting a penny of it. We're just trying to share the good news with people. We're trying to restore this culture in Christ, share the message of God's love in Jesus Christ. It all goes for that. So if you can make a pledge of $500 or more, we'll give you those first two, but we'll also send a complete set, 29 books of Catholic Answers, 20 Answers books on everything from the Eucharist to faith and science to God and every other topic you might imagine that Catholic Answers could cover. 29 books in that set, $500 or more. 888-291-8000 is the number to support Catholic Answers right now while we have that $5,000 match on. 888-291-8000.
Yes.
Or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And now we go back to doing our job. Reagan in Grand Rapids, Michigan, listening on 1140 AM. You are next. Your question for Tim Staples.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Welcome.
Thank you,
Reagan.
So my question is kind of twofold. I have talked with friends at school and professors about the term that I've heard is neo-traditionalism within the church, kind of this reversion to not necessarily the extraordinary form, but, you know, valuing and returning to some of the tradition of the church post-Vatican II. And I was wondering what the relationship is of that with some discrepancies that I've noticed in liturgy, you know, leaving for college and going to different parishes, such as the Our Father is something that really stands out to me with the hand-holding or not hand-holding.
Right.
So I was just wondering what the relationship is between those two things.
Oh, sure. Yeah, it's a great question, Reagan. Thanks for calling. Well, the church in her law really does not uphold or permit holding hands. I mean, the Code of Canon Law, in fact, says no one, no bishop, no individual Catholic has the authority to change the liturgy, right? And so, technically speaking, holding hands is something that is not permitted in the rubrics, which means the rules that the church gives us concerning our attendance at Mass and what we are to do and not do. However, Reagan, here's a key point. Historically, you know, the church, while of course any institution has to have rules, my goodness, in order for there to be sanity, right? But the church is not this sort of legal, you know, we got you by the law right here, and we're going to nail you if you contradict it all the time. Now, there are certain aspects of law that are more central to the faith than others. There are some that are absolute deal breakers, right? Like if somebody decides, okay, I'm not going to use bread and wine at the consecration. We're going to use, you know, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and Coke, right? Well, that's a deal breaker because that contradicts something that is definitive and unchangeable by the church. It was instituted. That's part of the sacrament of the Eucharist that was established by Jesus Christ, and we can't change. Now, in those matters, neo-traditionalists, traditionalists, all Catholics agree that's unchangeable. You can't mess with it. But what happens is some of these laws, you know, with regard to, in particular, holding hands and these sorts of things, where the church has not explicitly said, no, you can't do that, even though it's implied in the law, because the law doesn't say you can do that. You ought not. I mean, the law doesn't say you can't break dance up to receive the Eucharist either, but you can't do that, right?
You know, clarification, important clarification.
But when you have some, you know, concerning things like this, holding hands during the Our Father, this is something that kind of has grown up organically among the faithful. Now, at the outset, you know, you had a lot of bishops who were saying, no, knock it off. But over time, the church has permitted it. You know, you can go now all over the Western world. In fact, I've been in Eastern churches as well, where sometimes you have a little bit of hand-holding, not in Byzantine churches and such, but I have been in some churches, even Eastern, that will have some handholding. So it seems to be something that's growing up among the people. And so the church hasn't quashed it. Now, I personally don't like it. I don't think it's in keeping with the law of the church. I don't want to do it myself. But in these cases where you have these sort of lesser sorts of things going on, we're not talking about denying something that's central to the faith, but these sort of peripheral laws, the church does allow for a lot of freedom. And so that's where you get these clashes, because you have some, I'll use your term of neo-traditionalists, that say, well, it's not there, you can't do it, and they can really get adamant about it and even angry about it. And I think we have to lighten up and understand that the bishop ultimately has the authority when it comes to these things. The bishops, the pope, of course, and the bishops in union with the pope. And if they are allowing it, then, you know, you and I always like to say this, Reagan, you know, I am not in management. I am in sales. You know, I can't do anything about these sorts of things where the church has not spoken in any kind of definitive way. And so in cases like that, you kind of let it go. Now, if you are a more traditional Catholic that really doesn't like that, it's a distraction for you, we do have liturgies. Like here in San Diego, we have a parish, a wonderful parish, St. Anne's. Father Gismondi, one of the priests there, the pastor there, is a friend of ours. He comes and says the traditional Mass for us at times here at Catholic Answers. He's been on our radio show. Wonderful, you know. Folks who are of the traditional bent can go to parishes like that, and there is no hand-holding, and it's in Latin and that sort of thing. And so, you know, we do have more traditional parishes, but at the same time, the church recognizes that on a grand scale, most of the Catholic world has welcomed these sorts of things like holding hands during the Our Father. Does that get at your question, Reagan?
Yeah, and then I guess, which you kind of answered this, but how do things like that come about within the church? If it was never church teaching, you know, because I grew up in a parish with the hand holding, then when I left the school, my church, and so, you know, how does that form within
it's,
churches?
Sure, it's spontaneous. In general terms, Reagan, the reason why we have 8 major rites and something like 22 churches in the Catholic Church, they're all in union with the Pope, of course, all of these, is because liturgies grow organically around the world. And in different cultures, they grow up in different ways. Even though they're essentially the same, they have the same essence, Eucharist, Eucharistic prayer and such, liturgy of the word. A lot of the peripheral practices are very different from rite to rite and even church to church. And so generally speaking, these differences grow up in an organic fashion. Now, some of them, you know, may begin with a little rebellion, things that, yeah, the church doesn't really like this, but it keeps happening, and the church permits it, and it can become part of the church's worship. It's a fascinating thing. The Holy Spirit, you know, uses sometimes the things that we would not expect him to use, but he does. He, you know, the old saying, God writes straight with crooked writing utensils is apropos here. You know, so what we do as Catholics is we listen to the church, but we also have to understand that the Holy Spirit speaks and the church listens to the Holy Spirit as well. And sometimes over time, the Holy Spirit works through the people from the ground up and not just through the bishops from the top down.
Reagan, thanks so much for that call. We have open forum Tuesdays and Thursdays. Call back sometime. We're happy to talk with you. We have to take a very quick break. We'll be right back.
But folks need to stay on the phone lines because we're losing callers here at 888-291-8000. Folks, please call during the break.
888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Right back after this on Catholic Answers Live.
Stay with us for more Catholic Answers Live.
Do you want to end abortion, halt the attack on traditional marriage, and ensure religious freedom for ourselves and for our grandchildren? To do this, we must convert the culture. St. Paul Street Evangelization is a grassroots initiative that recognizes this need and takes it to the streets. If you're interested in peacefully sharing the gospel in your area, visit streetevangelization.com to learn more.
Call now with your question, 888-318-7884. This is Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kellett, your host. It is Pledge Week here at Catholic Answers. Just 3 days. We come to you four times a year and ask you, please support this apostolate. We do so as with enthusiasm, as a matter of fact, because all of us are here because we believe very strongly that sharing the good news, maybe helping our society return to a little bit of sanity, exploring the truth in a reasoned way, but in a charitable way, and just trying to love Jesus with one another as his hands and feet and mouth in this world. Those are all important things, and we try to do those here at Catholic Answers. We can't do any of it without your support. For more than 20 years now, you have been supporting it, and it has grown as Catholic radio and Catholic media has grown in the country, as EWTN has expanded, and now on satellite radio, and as local radio stations have, taken over the countryside. We're now on more than 360 stations. We're very grateful for that. But I got to tell you, on more than 360 stations, but this may surprise some people, maybe 13, maybe 12 people per station are financial supporters of Catholic Answers Live.
That blows my mind, Cy.
Yeah, and those people are keeping the whole thing going.
Yeah, but Cy, can you imagine if we can just move that up to 15 or 16, that would change everything.
Right, right.
At Catholic Answers. I mean, that's what we need. So, folks, we're really asking those of you who have not called before, do it now. 888-291-8000. Join the family. 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We really need to hear from you. And please do not listen to the devil that says, oh, what's your $25 a month going to do?
Oh, my gosh, no. Especially because we got a match, so your 25 becomes 50. And also, we need to hit that 5,000 to get that 5,000. And I have to tell you, I haven't had an update for a few minutes, but the last update I had a few minutes ago, we're not close.
Oh,
so we got to keep working. Let's fill up those phone lines right now. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. A whole bunch of lines open. If you can pledge a monthly pledge, that is just wonderful. $18 a month, and we'll send you The Case Against Contraception, Trent's new DVD, and John O'Neill's exciting new book, The Fisherman's Tomb, The True Story of the Vatican's Secret Search for St. Peter's Tomb.
You know what, Cy? For some reason, this first hour has been really slow. And folks, we really can't let this $5,000 go. We need you to call now. If you've been thinking about it, oh my goodness, you're going to wait until tomorrow or the next day or maybe the next hour. We really need you to call now because, as Cy said, we're not even close. And we've only got 10 minutes left to hit this $5,000 goal, folks. Please, maybe there's somebody right now that you can give that $2,000 gift.
Yeah,
maybe 3,000. Maybe just take the whole 5,000, folks. We need you to call 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We are coming down to, this is crunch time right now. Give us a call, 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000. Here's the folks who have taken us up on our call. Just some of them. Keith in Covington, Louisiana, $25 gift. Thank you, Keith. Amy in Richwood, Ohio, $200 gift. Sandra in Santa Maria here in California, $100 gift. Scott in Hunt, Texas, $100 gift. Thank you all for your gifts. Father Rafaela in Houston loved Tim's answer on the air, gave $100. Thank you, Father, very much for that. Dorothy, you know what? If you don't love Tim's answer, on a still give. I mean, he'll be good on the next one. I promise. Dorothy in Nashville, North Carolina. Okay, that's not the Nashville I'm familiar with, but a $25 gift. Thank you, Dorothy. Teresa in Michigan, $20 a month. Ray in Worcester, Massachusetts, $100 a month. He says, pray for the success of our local Catholic radio station. I'm forgetting the name of the Worcester station. It's two stations there in Worcester, I think, Ray. And we will pray for that. Mariana in Nebraska, Pray for her stepdaughter going through a hard time. $30 gift. 888-291-8000 is the number. 888-291-8000. $5,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour. And as we said, we're still going to do our day job. We're not going to neglect that while we ask you for money. So we go now to James here in San Diego, listening on EWTN. That is probably Sirius Satellite Radio. Might be the website. James, your question for Tim.
Hey, thanks, Tim.
I've got
a question for you. The Transfiguration brought to mind the way we as church refer to some of, to steal from Bishop Barron, some of the pivotal players of the Old Testament.
Yes.
For example, I feel very drawn to David, but I wouldn't necessarily be able to seek out and find like a novena centered around King David, or would never refer to him as Saint David. And I just want to know your thoughts on it. Maybe I'm ignorant that we do. I just haven't been able to come across anything.
Oh, sure, sure. Actually, I would bet you can find a novena to Saint David. Although, you know, there's a few Saint Davids, I believe. I know we have a novena to Moses. His feast day is coming up on September 4th. You know, I don't know off the top of my head when David's feast day is, but I'm sure he has one. A lot of folks don't know that, though. So you have St. Elijah, you know, St. Moses. We have parishes that are dedicated to St. Elijah and St. Moses. And I know there is, as I said, a novena to St. Moses. And I would bet there's a novena to St. David. But now it is entirely proper to refer to some of the great Old Testament saints as such, because they are. Now, they were made saints by popular acclamation. I don't know if, you know, I don't know of a canonization of any of the Old Testament saints, because you just don't do that. In fact, we've never canonized the 12 apostles. You just don't do that. They're saints by popular acclamation. And of course, the book of Revelation tells us in Revelation 21:14, the names of the 12 apostles are written on the very pillars of the gates there of heaven. So of course they're in heaven, but we've never canonized them. In fact, the canonization process began in roughly the 9th century. Before that time, all saints were held to be so by popular acclamation. But yeah, I looked into David per se, but I do know we have prayers to St. Moses, St. Elijah, so I would assume St. David as well. Most importantly, though, it's entirely proper to pray to those great Old Testament saints. By the way, Hebrews chapter 11 is a good place to start if you want to have a devotion to the Old Testament saints, because the inspired author begins with Abel and goes through a whole litany of the Old Testament saints. And so you can rest assured that all of those listed there are saints, because then in chapter 12, verse 1, he says, "Seeing that we are encompassed about with such a great cloud of witnesses, let us run the race." So presumably all those folks are in heaven, because they're cheering us on right now, according to the inspired author. So hopefully that will help you. And folks, those of you who have just tuned in, we are coming down to the last few minutes. Can I encourage you all, and thank you right now, the phones are actually starting to fill up. So if you're calling right now, 888-291-8000, please keep calling. We actually have had some sickness here today and folks not being able to be on the phones. We don't have as many phones operating as we would like. So I see this moment, I think we may even have all the lines full. Look, please keep calling. Even after we go off the air, keep calling, because they have a couple of minutes, don't they? We've got to hit that 5,000.
Oh, well, we have another hour of this.
I know,
but to hit it. But even at the very end,
hit that 5,000.
We'll stay on till quarter past the hour.
Yeah, and then stay on it. We'll let you know probably the next hour if we hit the 5,000. And right. I think we might just have some money, a match for the next hour, but we'll find out in the next hour. But folks, please make that call at 888-291-8000. or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
888-291-8000 is the number. $5,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour. A donor has given us that money, and there we have some very, very generous donors who will give us a sum like that and say, hey, go out and raise it, and I'll match it. And so we're working on raising it this hour. If you call 888-291-8000, every dollar you pledge is matched up to $5,000 this hour. You can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and make your pledge there. If you can make a monthly pledge, all pledges are welcome. If you can pledge a dollar, it means so much to us. We rely actually, and this is actually usually thought of as a sign of health for a nonprofit, mostly on small donations. We don't have huge donors who just come in and say, "Here, pay for everything," yep. as some ministries do. But if you can make a monthly pledge of any amount, that's very, very helpful. Maybe Amen. You could do $20 a month. 888-291-8000 is the number. 888-291-8000. You can hear the music. We're going to take a quick break. We'll still stay on with folks who are online watching. And we'll come back next hour with more Open Forum with Tim Staples as we let this minute wind down. I'm going to thank some more people. Thanks to Tim. Elizabeth says her husband came back to the church. She pledged $20 a month from Texas. Zung in Colorado, $100 gift. Mary Johnson in San Antonio, Texas, $200 gift. Mary Lou in South Dakota, $30 a month in prayers for her upcoming silent retreat. You got it, Mary Lou. Adam in Texas, a $500 gift. Thank you so much, Adam. Robert in Greeley, Colorado, $100. William in Texas, pray for brothers and sisters at his parish who are struggling, $26 gift. Michelle in Virginia would like our prayers, and she also pledged $50. 888-291-8000. Perfect time to call 888-291-8000 and make your pledge during the break. We'll be right back after this.